For many years, we had a Rabbi Berman, who sat right in the front, participated in the shiur from all the way from the beginning. And he just passed away. I was in Eretz Yisrael, I think, at that time. I was out of town. I wasn't able to attend the wedding. But he was a participant, and he would always ask good kashas, and he would give good ha'aris. So we dedicate to Shiva Zech and Nishmasa. His name was Rabbi Alexander Zisha, the Rebbe of Shiva. We have a practice that we all request of our local Orthodox rabbi to sell a chametz for us, in order that we shouldn't violate by Rabbi Matzeh. And we have a minig, a very old minig, which is recorded in the Rambam, that when you appoint a shliach to do something in your behalf, you appoint a shliach to give a get to the isha, appoint a shliach to sell chametz or anything, you make a kinyan suitor. The Gemara has machlokes, who gives who gives to whom? The Makna gives to the Kohen gives to the Makna, so the Psak Halach is the Kelev Shal Kohen. The Kohen gives to the Makna in exchange for which he's Makna. Here, the rabbi who is the receiving the power of attorney from the Balabas, he's the Kohen, he's acquiring the Koyach of Shlichas. So he gives a handkerchief to the Balabas, in exchange for which the Balabas gives him the Koyach HaShlichas. So the Rambam in Hilchas Mechira writes, Yesh Dvarm She'en Tzichem Kinyan, there are some things that don't require a Kinyan, any Kinyan by Him Tam. And even if you make a Kinyan, it doesn't accomplish anything. And he says that there's such a minig to make a Kabbalah's Kinyan, it doesn't talk about Mechira's Chametz. He talks when you make a Shliach, you get a get, or you make a Shliach to sell something, to buy something. So he said, the Rambam says that it doesn't make sense to make a Kinyan Tzichem. So they quote in the biography, the old biographies of the Chazanish, that when the Chazanish used to ask the Rav to sell the chametz for him, he didn't want to do a minig shtus. So he and Steipola, his brother-in-law, they refused. They wouldn't make a kinyan suder with the rabbi because the Rambam said that it's a minig shtus. Rav Soloveitchik said, however, that the Rambam does make sense out of the minig, and he gave the whole shiur. This is one of the shiur that he enjoyed saying over. At least every year, once every 2 years, he would say, oh, this year, about what the nature of Kenyan Chalipin is, Kenyan Suda. That usually we have a plow, the Pnei Yeshua has this plow. And the see this quote from the Pnei Yeshua, there's a Gemara in the secondary Gittin. If you have a Nazi Tznokul, you have a flower pot that things grown and has a hole on the bottom, that is Yanik and Akarka. So whatever is grown inside is considered like Karka, considered a Karka. And if it's not a chain and off, if it doesn't have a hole on the bottom, so it's not yearning from the ground below, it's only yearning from the offer in the otzitz, in the flower pot, so then it's dinik in the tafelin. What's the difference with the dinik in karka and dinik in the tafelin? So the Gemara says, if it's not since nokov, it's dinik in karka, dinik in the koin and the chazoka, you make it from chazoka and the otzitz, and the offer. But if it's not a chain and off, then you have to make a kinyan, akbo kinyan machine. So the Pnei Yeshua says, but it's the exact same flower pot. What's the difference whether dinik a karka dinin tam? Usually we say you can't be going to karka but have both. What are you going to pick up the house? The house is mechugam a karka. You can't then pick up the whole globe. You can't make a hagbo yeshiva. It's physically impossible. But if it's possible to make kinyanim in tafelin, why shouldn't you be going to the karka of kinyanim in tafelin? So the nesivas quotes the insight from the Pnei Yeshua based on this gemara. They see from this gemara kach nem halacha kinyanim karka don't work on the tafelin. Kinyan and metafelin don't work on karka. The one and only kinyan that works both on karka and on metafelin is kinyan chalipin, kinyan sudan. So some of the rishonim they had, they printed a ksav yad from the Bali, one of the Bali Atesis on the Gilas Rus. So on the pasuk is also the one in Israel, the kain called Dovar, Shal Krishna, but also the real kinyan chalipin. So the Bali Atesis say, Hakman says, the kain called Dovar for anything and everything. That Chalipin is the one and only Kenyan that works on Karka and on the Talpalim. And that's why the Gemara had Havamin in the beginning of Kedushin. Maybe it could even be the Kaddish and Isha B'Chalipin, because it says Kain called up. It's good for anything and everything. And it's even good to create a Hiskaibus. So that's a Gemara in the end of Ksubis, Machloik Sabiach and Mishlokish. That's not a Gemara. That's a Gemara all over. It says Kon Miyodim. Gemara at the end of Ksubis is Machloik Sabiach and Mishlokish. Can you create the Hiskaibus by writing a Shtar? That's it, right? I hereby obligate myself to give you $100,000 and I give you the shtar. So that's a makhlik sabir and mishlokish. Chayv ani lachman and shtar. But if I say, I want to obligate myself to give you $100,000 and you give me a suitor, and I say, by my accepting the suitor, I become obligated to give you the money, Caleb Shalkaina. So that everyone agrees. The Gemara has many times. Hoch maskin, ekonim yodom. If ekonim yodom, he created his chaimus. So chalipin, kinyan suda, what we call kinyan chalipin, kinyan suda, works on karka, works on the top, and works to create his chaimus. How come it works on everything and anything? So that's question number one. And question number two is, the Rambam writes, there's a takonim in the Rabbanan, a pu'uta is, let's say there's a child who's a yosim, the father died and the kid has to make a parnassus. He's going to sell Kool-Aid, he's going to sell newspapers, he's going to sell whatever, he's going to sell something. So they've made a takana de rabbanon. If he has an apotropos, so the apotropos will do all the business for him, handle in the business to make money for the yisod. But if the yosim doesn't have an apotropos, so the chacham and takana, the Mishnah in Gittin quotes a takana satanoim, that haputas mikha mekach memker memkeh. If the child's going to sell karka, he can lose a bunch of money. He may sell a karka that's worth $1 million, he'll sell it for less. He may lose his pence on it. But a metalpulim, he can't lose so much money. And mshum kedei chayev, and made a takana that the puutas have the ability mikha mekach memker memkeh. If they sell, they buy, they can yon magut. So the Rambam writes, yeah, they can make kinyan, but they can't make a kinyan chalipin. Chalipin doesn't work. If the cotton is going to sell, the cotton should give on this aputa is kibashis kibasheva. The Gemara says 6 years old, 7 years old. He understands enough that Mecha Chamemka is all about. And says ownership, this is mine, this is yours, and this is a kinyan. And by the kinyan, you acquire ownership. If he's intelligent enough to understand what kinyanim are all about. So they made a takana de rabbanon that a metal to him he can sell. So the Rambam says he can only sell with other kinyan, he can't sell with chalipin. So the rabbi asks, why not? The Rambam gives a very strange explanation, very unclear in the Rambam, why not? So Rabbi quotes something in the name of Rav Chaim. It's very not well written, not well understood. So Rav Soloveitchik said it all the name of Rav Chaim. Then we looked at Rabbi Chaim and we understood what the Birch HaShemol said. So Rav Soloveitchik said over this long shir of the name Rav Chaim that Chalipin, Kinyan Suda, is not really a Kinyan. Agboa, it means you're machnas in it to your rishus. Kesef, you pay for it, okay. But Chalipin, Chazaka, you demonstrate bailus. But Kinyan Chalipin is just a symbolic act, as a machloikis, whether the Caleb shall kind of the Caleb shall machna. There's one opinion, we don't have it. Tysus quotes an opinion from Rashi. We don't have a Rashi, that the Rashi claims is the one opinion in the Gemara that either the Caleb shall kind of or the Caleb shall makna, either way is good. How can it be either way is good? It doesn't make a difference whether the makna gives the handkerchief to the kaina gives the handkerchief to the makna, which is the tzuras hakinyan. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said to Shem Rav Chaim. Chalipin is just a symbolic act that demonstrates that there's a strong Gemira's das. And the Gemira's das, whenever there's a strong Gemira's das, then you don't need any ma'aseh kinyan. So that's what the Rambam says, that a cotton she gave on a saputa is, so min atorah herisha to the cotton, the parak begins in the Rambam, towards the end of Hilchus Mechira, parak Chavav or something. So he starts off, shloisha, there are three people, ein nikha mekach, ve memker memker, to atorah the herisha to the cotton. They're laughing, they das, and they can't sell, and they can't buy. Because they don't have das. And the Rabbanah, they made a takon. They use Rav Soloveitchik's loshen, the Chachamim, the Tanaim, can't do mofsin. The cotton doesn't have das. So they didn't make a takana the cotton has das. It doesn't have das, it doesn't have das. They made a takana that the kinyan is good despite the fact that there is no das. But by Chalipin, there is no kinyan. You can't say the kinyan is good despite the fact that there's no das. The Chalipin, the handing over of the handkerchief, the kli, whatever the kli is that you give up, is just a symbolic act to demonstrate that there's a full Gemira's das, and the Gemira's das accomplishes the kinyan. So bottom line, the chayvushet, the cotton doesn't have das. He can't make a takon. The chacham can't make mofsin. If the cotton doesn't have das, it doesn't have das. That's the pshat and the rambam. That's why. So that's where Soloveitchik thought. The rambam does explain the minik. It's not a minik shtus. The rambam starts off, yesh dvarim sheim tzirich mekinyan. This is the beginning of Hilchas Mechira, about Perakei or so. The putas, that's around Perakavov or something. In the beginning of Hilchas Mechira, so the Rambam says, Yesh Dvarim Shein Tzrich Mekinyan, you don't need a kinyan. Then the kinyan behem tam, it doesn't accomplish anything. But then the Rambam explains why the meaning is that you do make a kinyan chalipin when you appoint a shliach to give a get, or when you appoint a rabbi as a shliach to sell the chametz for you, to demonstrate that it's with a full gemira as das. The kinyan chalipin is just a symbolic act to demonstrate that he has a strong gemira as das. So the Rambam says, so since that's the whole reason for the minig, so what happens if the person will appoint the shliach and he'll make an oral declaration? So then, mamash, you don't need the kinyan sukkah. So then the Rambam says, then you don't need the sukkah. But usually people don't say v'leiv gamarti v'yamarti davar zeh. So that's the reason why there is such a minister. Rabbi Soloveitchik was insistent. He said that every practicing rabbi knows that the morning that he's about to do the mechiras chametz, he's going to get a phone call from one of the balabatim. He forgot to come to ask the rabbi to sell the chametz on his behalf. Could he please sell the chametz on his behalf? So he came back to Kenyan Sudra on the telephone. How do you do this minig? So the Chazon Ish didn't do the minig even when he went in person to the rav to ask to sell the chametz. Rav Soloveitchik explained two eitzes how to be mekayim the minig even when the balabas calls on the phone. So one eitzel was simple. Tell the balabas, you should say over the telephone, b'leib shalom gomarti v'amarti dovazeh. So the Rambam says, once you make that declaration, then there's no need for the Kenyan student. Then he gave another eitzel. Ask the balabas. Balabas probably went to work, so he's in the office. So ask him, is there another Jewish person there? So if there's another Jew there, have the other person give the handkerchief. Instead of the rabbi giving the handkerchief to the balabas, the Caleb Shokaina, someone else gives on behalf of the rabbi. That's called Kenyan Eviknaini. If you have an Eviknaini, it's Yotze Mecheris, Ayde Shtar, or Ayde Kesef. Because the Pasuk says, by Shivcha Harufa, Havdeilo Nevdasa, Achuv Shalom Nitanlo. So the Gemara says, Havdeilo Nevdasa means she was not Nivnis, Pidyon, Stop Pidyon is Bekesef. So Eviknaini is Yotze Mecheris, Ayde Kesef. Says because of law, it decreases by Isha. So Chuv Shalom Nitan Lo has the connotation of the Shichra Yidei Shtar. So the Shivcha Harufa was Avtei Lo Nivdasa, she was not Niftis the Kesef. Chuv Shalom Nitan Lo, she was not Niftis Yidei Shtar. So the Mishnayis, the Tanaim and the Mishnayis in Gittin raise a question. And Kiddushin also, in Kiddushin and in Gittin, how can the Eviknaini have money? That it should be Yotze L'Cheirus Ha'idei Kesef. Kol Mashikon Evikon HaRabbi. That's a Din D'Raisa. Kol Mashikon Si Yishuvan HaBailu. That's a Din D'Rabbana. Kol Mashikon Evikon HaRabbi is a Din D'Raisa by Eviknaini. So the Gemara says, because of the Tanoim said, because of Ha'idei Acher, someone else gives the money to the Yodon, and he says, by my giving you the money, the Eviknaini should be Yotze L'Cheirus. That's called the Kinyi Kesef, the Din Eviknaini. So this is in Kiddushin.
The Eviknaini. That the
Baal
should not have
reshus
in this
test. So that's a machlokes in the Gemara. If you give a matana to the Eved, amanashe le rabbi reshus by, that's a machlokes in the Gemara, whether that'll work. And even if you hold that it doesn't work, maybe you can give it specifically for the purpose of amanashe yitzbah lechevers, maybe that'll work. But the Gemara says you don't even need that. If someone else gives the money directly to the Yodon, and he says, I want the Eved Knaini to be yitzbah lechevers for this kesef, so the Gemara says, that's good. That's good. We did Kinyan Eviknaini. So Tosfos points out in Kiddushin, on Daf Chavot, Eviknaini works by Kinyan Chalipin. We do it all the time, by the Chosin Tish. The Kal is the one who is acquiring the Sheepwood from the Chosin. Chosin obligates himself into Sefes Ksuga and an Adunya, $100,000, let's say. Some of it is a Takanas Chachamim, and the rest of it he obligates on his own. So in order to create it, so the Iker Ksuga, that's a Tripeth. The Tanoim made a takana, so that whether he likes it or not, he has to pay the ikik tzuda if he divorces or if he dies later on. But the Tosefes tzuda in the dunya, that's only if he accepts it upon himself. So to accept it, had he clinched his chayvus, so we write on the last line, the koninim idei, we made a kinyan tzuda, the man of the kosher, the mekanyidei. Who's supposed to give the tzuda to Kelo Shalkoina? So the kala should come in and give her tzuda to the chosin. Kala doesn't come in, the kala's in the other room and the chosin's in this room. So the answer is, the rabbi gives this handkerchief, or the aiden give the handkerchief, the kanina. We, the undersigned, or we, the editorial, we. So somebody gives the suitor to the chosin on behalf of the kala, and it works by kinyan halipin. That's kinyan elikneini. That's kinyan elikneini. It works by kinyan halipin. Doesn't only work by kinyan kesef. So that's Rav Soloveitchik suggested. Ask the balabas if there's another Jewish person in the office with him. He should give the handkerchief on behalf of the rabbi. He said it's an old minig, and the Rambam quotes, and you have to be mekayim the minig. And every generation, the rabbanim have to look over all the minhagim and decide whether they think it's a minig shtus, but it's not a minig shtus. The Rambam has this minig, and the Chazanish understood that the Rambam said it's a minig shtus. He thought that you shouldn't bother, you shouldn't waste your time. It's a waste of time to make a kinyan chalita, because the minig shlichus doesn't need surah. And Rav Soloveitchik explained why the Rambam did knock sense into it, and he thought you should always try to fulfill the minig. We appoint the rabbi as a shliach to take care of the mechiras chametz for us. So the shaila is, how do we know that the rabbi took care of it at our Pesach in the morning? So we assume chazok and shliach as a shlichusa. Chazok means that Ruba the Leser come on, that he's going to take care of it. So that's a sugi in Erevin. In the third paragraph, everything more has a whole discussion. Do you have the right to assume Chazak Shliach Osu Shlichusa? Let's say I want to go Chutz L'Tchum on Shabbos. I have no time. So I ask someone, please leave an Erev Etchumin over here under this tree. Leave a jar of gefilte fish or whatever. And I want to go. I'll find Mama past that on Shabbos. I don't know whether he made Erev Etchumin. Do I have to check up on him? Do I have to call him up to ask him, did you make the Erev Etchumin? Okay, now, do I have the right to assume the chazaka, Ruba the Leser, come on, Shaliach Hosu Shlichus? So the Maskonas HaGemara, we assume is that by Dinam Deraisa, you don't be lying. Min HaTorah, it's a chazaka, Shaliach Hosu Shlichus. But the Rabbana, we machmer not to be lying. It's chazaka by Dinam Deraisa. By Dinam Deraisa, to go Chutz L'Tchum, it's only the Rabbana, talk about Tchum and Alpai Mamo, it's only the Rabbana, so you rely on chazaka, Shaliach Hosu Shlichus. But with respect to Dinam Deraisa, you don't. So there are Pesach, you're dealing with a din deraisa, a bayura, a bayimatzei.
You pay the rabbi, the money. You pay him, so a money.
So that's where Abchaim Oizer writes like that. The Gemara says there in the Sugya and Erevin, do you rely on Chazak and Shlich, or Shlichusach or not? So the Gemara quotes in Mishnah Menachas. Mishnah Menachas says that on the first day of Moed Pesach, in the Beis Hamikdash, they bring the Menchas HaChaimer, and after Menchas HaChaimer is brought, you're permitted to eat Chodosh all over Eretz Yisrael. How do you know whether they brought the Minchas HaOmer? So they don't have email, they don't have telephones. In the days of the Bais Sheni, how are you going to know? So the Mishnah says, by Chatzos, for sure, it was taken care of. Usually it was taken care of before Chatzos, but by Chatzos, everyone has the right to assume the Beis Hamikdash is there, and they're going to see to it that the Kohanim are makriv the Minchas HaOmer in the morning by Chatzos, for sure. So the Gemara says, don't you see the Shlichos and Shlichusai? So the Gemara says, well, you're talking Beis Hamikdash, Beis Hamikdash, that's very reliable people. The whole discussion that we have, the right to assume Chazok and Shlichos and Shlichusai is by plain people. If we know the fellow is not reliable, so you don't rely on Chazok and Shlichos and Shlichusai. If you know the person is extremely reliable, like the Beis Hamikdash and the Beis Hamikdash, for sure you assume Chazok and Shlichos and Shlichusai. The child is in between. He's not a nitwit, he's not a shlemiel, and he's not a Beis Hamikdash. What if it's in between? So Rav Chaim Oizer writes in a tshuva, and Achiezer, he discusses Shalach Manas. Do you treat Shalach Manas like a din deraisa? Let's say, I send people to deliver Shalach Manas for me. So sometimes they call up and they say, thank you, we received the beautiful Shalach Manas. Okay? So I know that two people, my wife sends out around 20 Shalach Manas. So we know that the two people called us up, so we know that they received the Shalach Manas. What if nobody calls you up? Do you have the right to assume Chazok and Shlichos and Shlichusai or not? So Rav Chaim Oizer says, well, Shalach Manas is probably Dibri Kabbalah. It says in Tanakh, the Shalach Manas is Shliach, Dibri Kabbalah and Dibri Torah Damya. So you should treat it like a Din Deraisa, Dinim Deraisa. You don't rely. Chazok and Shlichos and Shlichusai. So he says he doesn't think that's a correct analysis. He thinks that Mikra din Taisa, quote the Taisa there in Erevin. Mikra din Deraisa, you only say Chazok and Shlichos and Shlichusai. Unless it's a Shlamazel, unless the person is not reliable. It's only a Chumer Midrabanan that when you get the din Deraisa, you shouldn't be lying. Chazok and Shlichos and Shlichusai. So he said he doesn't think you have to go so far to say Dibre Kabbalah, Dibre Torah Damyan, that you shouldn't be able, you shouldn't be allowed to rely on Chazaka with respect to Shalach Manas. Then Derech Agav, that was what the Hikar Shaila was. Can you rely on Chazaka, Shlichos, and Shlichusai by Shalach Manas? And then once he's on the topic, so he writes, and by the way, the meaning always was in Europe that they used to give a few dollars to the rabbi when they asked him to sell the chometz. What was that all about? The rabbi's salary. That's part of his job description. He has to take care of the Shabbos chometz. He has to make his siyum on Tainus Tcharis. The certain thing the rabbi has to hold the drosha on Shabbos Gadol, Shabbos Shulah. The certain thing the rabbi has to do. So this is part of the job. So he says maybe the reason why the meaning developed that everybody gives extra money to the rabbi, that the rabbi should realize he has a greater responsibility. If he doesn't sell the chometz, he has to give back the money to each and every Baba Bus. So then maybe then it's like the Bez Nagov, that you're sure that he's going to take care of it. Interesting. So he explains why that minig developed. He thinks the minig developed in Europe. Apparently it's an old minig to give the rabbi a few extra dollars to take care of the chiras chometz. That it should be a stronger shalich. Otherwise, the rabbi would have to get 500 phone calls a day, every family desk, and there are places that you take care of them here as far. It would be impossible. For many generations, the practice by the Ashkenazim was that they followed Rashi's Umrah. We don't have this in Rashi and the Gemara, but the Rishonim quote that Rashi has the following Umrah, that you have to bake the matzah Zerah Pesach after Chatzos. That's what we call matzahs mitzvah. And if the matzahs are baked before chatzos, all of our matzahs are baked way before. They finish baking matzahs before Purim already. They finish baking all the matzahs. The shmur matzah, they're still baking, and shmur. But all the machine matzahs are all finished baking already a long time ago. So Rashi says, even though in the beginning of the Masechta Pesachim, it's klar v'detot, absolutely clear, that the matzahs can be baked way before Erev Pesach. When you get to next to the last daf in the Masechta, you see that it's not so. Because the Gemara there has a discussion about eating matzah after chatzos. The Mishnah in Hezeh Mekoyman, those who come to shul on time, early, those who come to shul early, can say Hezeh Mekoyman in the morning. So the Hezeh Mekoyman says, HaPesach en anechel ela ad chatzos. A new din. So the Gemara has a machlokes hatanaim, Rav Lozer ben Azariah, Rav Akiva, and that's a din deraisa and din derabbanan. Rav Akiva holds him in Atar the Pesach is nechal all night long, and it's only with the rabbanan k'dei laharchik hisadam in haver. If you'll allow people to continue eating the Pesach even after midnight, so what will happen will be some people will eat it later, and it'll already be after alos al shach. It's already noiser. There's an isa karis. So in order to prevent people, from violating the Issa Koris of eating with Neisar, so they made a takanim in the Rabbanan that you shouldn't eat the Korban Pesach after Chatzos. So the Gemara says, if you hold like Rabbi Akiva, if the din is like Rabbi Akiva, the Chatzos is only in the Rabbanan, then it doesn't apply to matzah, it only applies to Korban Pesach. What's the great tragedy if you won't eat the matzah before Alos HaShachar, eat after Alos HaShachar? So you weren't yotze the mitzvah of matzah, but you have apparently you see anymore. You have no right to make a gzera de rabbanan because you're afraid someone may not be yotze mitzvah. The mocker in Yevamos Daf Chaf Aleph, the mocker in the Gemara, that the chachamim are authorized to make a gzera. Aseisiyot la Torah. That's the opening mission in Pirkei Avos. It says, "Moshe killed the Torah." Misinai transmitted to Anshik. Anshik nes agadah lehemar mishloshes dvarim. So one of them was the big chiddush of the Anshei Knesset HaGedola, Ases Yom LaTorah. Anshei Knesset HaGedola was the beginning of the Bais Sheni period. And the Baal HaTanya writes in his drushes that Ruben the Ruba of the Gzeiris were all made in the period of the Bais Sheni. Because Anshei Knesset HaGedola adopted this attitude, this position, Ases Yom LaTorah. So the Gemara says in Yibam, what is it based on? The concluding pasuk in Parsha Zachari Mois says, and so on. So the Prima Gautam explains, usually when it says Ishama Pen Vial, it means it's a loisese. Whenever it says Ishama, so you get Malkus if you violate that. It's not the Lava Bomach Lava. Ishama Pen Vial is the same as loy, and that constitutes a loisese. So here it says, Lishmatem is Nishmati. You should make a Nishmeris, the Nishmati to Allah says. So the people got him, has a whole arichas. You really have no right to make a Gzera Derabbanan if you're just afraid that people will be negligent and they won't fulfill it. If you're afraid that people will eat the Korban Pesach after Alos Al Shachar, they'll be violating an Issa Koris. They'll be eating nicer. So that's an Avera. But if you're afraid people will eat the matzah so late after Alos Al Shachar, so they won't be out in the midst. So what's that? They'll say a brachal about Tomer. So many hold like the Rabbi in the Tanra. Brachal Avatol is only the Rabbanim. It's not an Yisad Deraisa. I will be eating before Shachris. Nunu. So some of the most religious Jews eat before Shachris. Some of my best friends eat before Shachris. So apparently that's not sufficient cause to make Exeret Rabbanim, because they'll be eating before Shachris if they lead after Avos HaShachar. So that's the gist of the Gemara. Next to the Liz Dafim Sum, the Gemara says, if the din of Chatzos by Korban Pesach is only by the Rabbanan, that's Rabbi Akiva's opinion, then it doesn't carry over to Matzah. The logic only is to make Gzera the Rabbanan by Korban Pesach, because you're afraid people will violate an Isra Lav of Noisar, but by Matzah, you have no right to. If you, however, you hold like Rabbi Lozim and Azariah, that the din of Chatzos is a real din deraisa, so then there's a Hekish in the Chumash. Matzahs and Ram Yochluhu, they should eat the Korban Pesach in conjunction with Matzah and Mara. So that's a hekesh. So just like Korban Pesach, the Torah has to be eaten by Chatzos, so the Matzah and Mara also have to be eaten by Chatzos. So that's what the Gemara says. What's the din? Does the din require that you have to finish eating the Matzah by Chatzos or not? Depends whether you hold the din is like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, like Rabbi Akiva. So how should the din be? How should you paskin? Should you pass on like Rabbi Akiva that Chatzos is only a din the Rabbanan like Korban Pesach? Or should you pass on like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah that it's a din the Raisa? So usually we would pass on halacha like Rabbi Akiva mechaveira. We should pass on like Rabbi Akiva against Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. But the issue is, the problem is that here there's a Stam Mishnah and there's El Mekoyman. It says at the last Mishnah, Pesach ein anechel elo ad Chatzos. So the Gemara then, the Zelma Kaiman says, the fact that the Mishnah writes it with a double negative, Ein anechel ela at chatzos, sounds like it's a din deraisa. It sounds like it's a stam Mishnah like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So most of the time we say halachic is stam Mishnah. So that's why Tosfos is not sure. Should we pass on like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah that chatzos is a din deraisa, and therefore it carries over to the matzah? Or should we follow the other rule? The rule usually is Allah Kerabakit Mechavera. So the din of Chatzos is only the Rabbanan, so it does not carry over to Matzah. So that's a deal in Tosfos. So that's why more correct is, that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. You should move on the Seder in such a way that you should finish eating the Afikoman by Chatzos, because many Mishanim hold Afikoman, the Rashbam and the Tosfos hold that Afikoman is Dika Mitzvah Matzah. So you should move on the Seder with the speed that you should finish eating the Afikam by Chatzos. If you missed it, so you missed it. Mikra din, we really hold the din is like Rabbi Akiva. The Chatzos is on the Rabbanan. So it doesn't carry over to the Matzah and the Mara. But because there wasn't a minority opinion in Tosfos that the din is like a Plasm and Azariah, the Chatzos is the Raisa, so it carries over to the Matzah as well. The Ramon and Shulchan Aruch, in fact, quotes the Ran and the Rif in Megillah, that not only should you be makbet to finish the afikoymen by chatzos, you should try to finish all the abakosis. You should finish the second half of halal and the abakosis by chatzos also. All the mitzvahs halayla. Even though abakosis is only the rabbanan, so there's no hekesh on the din the rabbanan. But the hekesh on matzah tzamram yachlu means all the mitzvahs halayla should be finished. All the mitzvahs achilah should be finished by chatzos. When my children were young, when they went on trips with the other children from school, so all the children were competing with each other who finished the Seder latest. So they finished 2 o'clock, they finished 3 o'clock, they finished 4 o'clock. My children said, we finished by Chatzos. They didn't finish 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, finished by Chatzos. They finished all the abakosis by Chatzos. So Rashi, so that's the Gemara next to the last daf in Pesachim. The Gemara says, if Chatzos is a din deraisa regarding Korban Pesach, then there's a hekesh between Matzah and Korban Pesach. Matzah is Amram Yochluhu. You should eat the Korban Pesach in conjunction with Matzah and Mora. So therefore, you have to finish the Matzah and Mora also by Chatzos. So Rashi quoted, so compared to all the other Svarim, they quote from Rashi, even though in the beginning of the Masechta it's obvious that you can bake the matzahs for the Seder weeks in advance of Pesach, once you get to next to the Le'adav, there's a hekesh between the Korban Pesach and the matzah. So the hekesh is not only been given to the Zman Achila, the hekesh has been given to the Zman of the preparation of the matzah. So just like the Korban Pesach has to be the Shechita, the Hakrovas of Pesach has to be Erev Pesach Efta Chatzais, so the baking of the matzahs has to take place Erev Pesach Efta Chatzais. Bake the matzahs before Seirat Yotze. So he says that that's what they quote from Rashi. Even though the beginning of the Masechta is beferish, that it's not so. But the Gemara backed out on next to the Lezdaf and the Masechta, on Kufkov from the base, the Gemara backs out once you get to this Hekesh. So that for many, this was the practice of the Balei HaTosfos. Balei HaTosfos wrote grandchildren of Rashi, or they were all related to Rashi. So they all used to be makbet, everybody for centuries, everybody was makbet for Ashkenaz, they were makbet for this Chumar of Rashi. The Vilna Gaon makes fun of the whole thing. The Vilna Gaon says that's utterly, in the Bir Agron, Shulchan said that's utterly ridiculous, but they quote from Rashi. What are you going to tell me when our Pesach only is the Shabbos, and the Din is Yishyech, the Korban Pesach, and our Pesach in the afternoon? So you're going to tell me that you bake the matzahs on Shabbos the afternoon? That's ridiculous. They see that the whole thing is wrong. That's the end. They just machta back the whole Chumra of Rashi. So the Balei HaTosfos, where we are at this issue, so they say yes, but our Pesach Ali is B'Shabbos, they would bake the matzahs Leil HaSeder. They wouldn't bake it on Erev Shabbos. They would wait. The matzahs they baked on Erev Shabbos wouldn't be able to be used for the Seder. They would bake a dafka Leil HaSeder because of the hekesh between Korban Pesach, Asiyas HaPesach, and Afiyas HaMatzah. So the Vilna Gaon makes fun of that. We can't shef the Korban Pesach Leil Pesach. You have to shef it in the afternoon. So the Achrayim explained why the Balei HaTosfos were not bothered with that. But because the Vilna Gaon left away the whole thing, so that's why by the Misnagdim, they don't, most of the Misnagdim are not makbid about this Matzah Mitzvah. The Hasidim are not doing a Hasidim Shemais over here. Hasidim are following Rashi. That used to be the practice. All the Balei HaTosfos did like that. That's what it says in the Tur. But since the Vilna Gaon, so people are not... Very few people are observing this practice. This year, the first day Pesach is Yontem Shchalias B'Shabbos. So there's a machlokes in Beitza, in the second paragraph of Beitza. What's the nusach of the Shemana Esrei? What we call Shemana Esrei? There are no 18 brachas. You always start the Shemana Esrei with the same three brachas till Hakel HaKadosh. You always end with the same three brachas from Ritzei till the end of the Shemana Esrei. So then, all year long, in the middle of the Shemana Esrei, you have 13 bakoshes. So 13 and 6 adds up to 19. You have 19 brachas. But in Shabbos and Yom Tov, you have the Gimel Rishon, the Gimel Acharis, you have one bracha in the middle for the Kedusha Sayyid. So B'Shamay are of the opinion that when it's Yom Tov, Shechol is B'Shabbos, you have two brachas in the middle. One bracha for Shabbos, the Kadesh HaShabbos, and one bracha for Yom Tov, the Kadesh of Hasbanim. And we don't pass it like B'Shamay, we pass it like B'Shilu. That we combine the two together. Instead of saying a separate bracha for Shabbos and a separate bracha for Yom Tov, you combine the two together. So there's a Gemara towards the end of Masechus Brachas, where the Gemara has a rule: Ein Chosmin Bishnayim. When you say a bracha, you shouldn't include more than one thing. Let's say a person comes to shul late in the morning and he wants to abridge the Birchas HaShachar, the 15 Birchas HaShachar. So he said, Baruch HaTorah Shechem Kenem Malach O'ilam, and this is the Tzatim Lahat Chayyem, and Lailo Shalom Asan Yigoy, and Shalom Asan Yorvi, and Shalom Asan Yisho, and Pekeh Ibrim, he says all of that. So we pass him that he's only Yitzir the first, and this is the Tzatim Levina. You can't, Ein Chashmin Mishnai, and even in the end, if you're not Yitzir. The Gemara says it's a violation of the rule of Ein Yitzir Mitzvah, Chavinus Chavinus, B'Chayis HaMishnai. So the Gemara says, but what about when Yom Tov Shechali is B'Shabbos? So we follow Basilah's opinion. We're Chosin Mishnah. We say the Kadesh HaShabbos, the Yisrael, the Hazmanim. So why isn't that a violation of Ein Chosin Mishnah? So the Gemara says, Chutz Mizu. The Gemara says, so why is Chutz Mizu? Why is that an exception to the rule? The Gemara says, Chodei. What do you mean Chodei? So if you look in the the Mefarshim on the back of the Gemara, the Mefarshim on the Riv. So there's a slight variation the way they explain the Gemara. There are two ways to explain it. So one way, there's a fundamental shaila here on the level of their eyes. One can understand that when it's Yontav Shechalias B'Shabbos, it's a new Kedusha Sayyad. It's not that there's a Kedushas Yontav superimposed on top of Kedusha Shabbos. The two blend in together to be one new hyphenated Kedusha Sayyad of Shabbos Yontav, Yontav Shabbos. One new Kedusha Sayyad. Chutz Mizu Mikos Chadahim, because it's one and the same Kedusha Sayyad. And other, the Rishayim on the side, the Shitas Rivov and the others, so the other Rishayim have a different notion. They don't say that it blends in to be one Kedusha Sayyad. They're really two different, that one is superimposed on the other. Shabbos is Kli V'Kaima from Sheshes Nebereshes, and happens to be Yom Tov Pesach. It's one superimposed on the other, but they're related to each other. Kedusha Sayyad is not totally unrelated. Listen, the Sebin V'Hatayim and V'Lagu Shlos HaNigoyet have nothing to do with each other. There is a connection between the two. The day has two Kedusha Sayyads. So, but how come you don't say two separate brachas? They're really two different things. Why don't you say two separate brachas? So perhaps the explanation is based on the Gemara in Brachas Brachas. The Gemara says, Gemara Megillah has this also, the Anshe Knesset HaGdola was a body that consisted of 120 Talmid HaChachamim. Like the Knesset in Eretz Yisrael. Just like the Knesset. The Tzaddikim, they didn't have the Arab, the anti-Semites, but the that's a dikum like in the Knesset. That's why the Knesset has 120 members. So they patterned their, supposedly after the Knesset, the Anshe Knesset. So they had 120 Chachamim, or Behem Kama Nevin, and amongst them were several Nevin. What does that line mean, Behem Kama Nevin? So Rav Chaim Volozhin writes in Nefesh HaChaim that to compose tefillahs, you have to have a koyach hanevuah. You may decide to praise the Ribbono Shel Olam and it'll be a busha, it'll be a bizon, you'll say something silly. He may ask for something that's ridiculous. A lot of other people add their own bakashas. They ask for ridiculous things. The boy wants to marry a certain girl. He wants to get accepted to a certain graduate school. He wants to get a job. He wants this. He wants this. It'll be terrible for him. It's going to ruin him. So we don't, a lot of times we don't know how to formulate a tefillah. So you have to have the koyach hanevuah to be able to formulate a tefillah. Not only that, you have to have a behem kamen aviyah. The Gemara says, how many units you have in the tefillah, you have to have a makor in Tanakh. So the Gemara says, there is a makor in Tanakh that you can offer a tefillah with 18 units. That's the Shemoneh Esrei. Then they added a 19 to draw, the Gemara says, v'la malshinim. So they found a makor in Tanakh for 19, a tefillah with 19 units. Then on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you say a Shemoneh Esrei, you say an Amidah that has 7 brachas, the first 3, the last 3, the middle bracha. So there's a makor in Tanakh for a tefillah with 7 units. Then for Rosh Hashanah, Musa and Rosh Hashanah, so the paradigm is the tefillah schana that she mentioned, Shem Hashem 9 times. You have a tefillah that has 9 units. Really, we must have mentioned it more than once. Really, on Rosh Hashanah, there should have really been 10 brachas in the Musa of Dikashmana. So the Gimel Rishonis, the Gimel Achronis, then in the middle should be Malchus Chayin Shayfus, then it should be a bracha on the Kedusha Sayyad. So it should be 3, 3, and 3, and 1. It should be 10. But there's no makom in Tanakh for a tefillah with 10 units. You have to have a makom in Tanakh. So the makom in Tanakh only has 9 units. Tefillah Schana has 9 units. So that's why in the days of the Tanakh, the Zohar Machlokes HaTanaim, which 2 of the 10 brachas do we combine together to make it into 9 brachas? But the Kitzah, they had no makom for a tefillah that has 8 units. So that's why, maybe that's the reason why we don't accept Beisham Mashita. Maybe in principle, but Beisham is right, that the Kedusha Shabbos, Kedusha Yontif do not blend in together. That's a question. Do they still disagree fundamentally with Beishamai? They all, but it's Yontif Shecholiyos B'Shabbos, it's one new hyphenated Kedusha Sayyad of Shabbos Yontif together. So it's not a violation of Ein Chayes B'Mishnah. It's a new Kedusha Sayyad that Shabbos Yontif together. That's a mashmoyes in the Gemara and Zvachim. Perikol HaTodeh like that. That when you have Yontif Shecholiyos B'Shabbos, it blends in together. Or should you say no? Mikra didn't be still really agree with Beishamai. It's one Kedusha Sayyam superimposed on the other one. But it's not Mokim in Tanakh that you have a right to offer a tefillah that has 8 units. So the Mela, we make it into 7. So we crash together the 2. Hi, it's a violation. Beishamai says, not such a big violation. Ahasi, they have a shaykhetz with each other. They're both related, it's a connection, both about Kedusha Sayyim, so that's why we combine them. So Rav Soloveitchik used to say, he thought that this was the issue involved in the Nusach HaTfilah. When you have Yontif, Shechovi is B'Shabbos, first night Pesach, so you say, for Maariv, you say, the Yontif Dikah Shmona Esrei, then you add on whatever's in parentheses for Shabbos. So you say, Asiyena Shamakenu, it's Birkas Ma'adech L'chayim L'Shom Kasher Tzitzo V'yamata L'Vachayim, then you have in parentheses, L'Kenu L'Kenu L'Seinu, it's Seidu M'Ruch HaSeinu, end parentheses. What is that all about? So the Minig HaGvah, the Nusach HaGvah, that you don't say L'Kenu L'Kenu L'Seinu, just add on, it's Seidu M'Ruch HaSeinu. What's the issue when you do add on L'Kenu L'Kenu L'Seinu or not? So our Soloveitchik thought, I don't know where he got it from, he thought that it's a fundamental issue over here. That if you hold, they shot my hold, that you should really say two brachas in the middle. One bracha for Yom, one bracha for Shabbos. They similarly agree that you should really have said two separate brachas, but there's no marker to have a tefillah that has 8 units. They have to combine the two together. But we would really have wanted to say two brachas. So the concluding paragraph on Shabbos begins, Elokeinu Kevetzeinu, which says, Elokeinu Kevetzeinu. The concluding paragraph on Yom begins, Vasiyena Shamakeinu, Spirgas Ma'adecho. So we begin with the both Haskolas, we say Vasiyenu. Then let's call this to Shabbos, say Elokeinu Kevetzeinu, you start the other paragraph. And then you combine the two together in one Hasina. At the end, you say one Hasina. So that's the general wisdom. That's what most have. On the assumption that it's really, Beishama is really right. There's two different Kedusha Sayyams, one superimposed on the other, and we really want to demonstrate that we really would have wanted to say two concluding paragraphs, both for Asiyenu and Elokeinu Kevetzeinu, but there's no Mokher in Tanah, so that's why we combine it. The Nusach HaGro was that you don't say Elokeinu Kevetzeinu, just say it, say Elokeinu Kevetzeinu, because on Shabbos you don't do Melech HaSeach HaMetzah, you don't do any Melech. So on Shabbos we say Elokeinu, but you don't start Elokeinu Kevetzeinu, because the two blend in to be one Kedusha Sayyam. Rav Soloveitchik was very upset with Dr. Birnbaum. I think he taught in the Jewish Theological Seminary. So he put out the Birnbaum's Matzah. So it became a force and everybody uses Birnbaum. So Birnbaum writes in the Hakdamah to his Matzah for Yom HaTovim. He thinks that the Nusach Hamburg is better than every other Nusach. Rav Yankee Venden has the Nusach from Hamburg. So he has Elokeinu, Elokeinu Seinu, even Yontif Shechol Yisbechol, he says Elokeinu, Elokeinu Seinu. The only thing that changes Shabbos and Chol is when you say Nitzeinu Mechol Seinu. So the Vilna Gaon also says like that, but he says you never say Elokeinu, Elokeinu Seinu. Even when it's Yontif Shechol Yisbechol, you just say Nitzeinu Mechol Seinu. So Birnbaum likes the other Muslims. So Eshem is very upset. Who gave him the authority to write against to be Machriya? In an issue, he thought that it's an issue there. I saw it. What's the nature of the two Kedusha Sayyams when you have Yontif Shechol Yisbechol? He daven. His family was from Balozhin. So Balozhin used to daven Nusach HaGro. So they didn't say Elokeinu Kevetzeinu, even Yontif Shechol Yisbechol.
According to the Tzad, there's no source for any brachas. Why did the women put the two brachas together by the Adlaka? Let them make two separate brachas. Shemesim Kapilas Kapilas.
Ah, why don't they say two brachas and Adlok is Lachem? Interesting question. I don't know. That's Bechlal a question. That's Bechlal. Tesis raises an issue. Why do you say a bracha? When you put up the chalant, you don't say a bracha. When you vacuum the rug, when you set the table, when you take a shower, you don't say a bracha. So why should you say a bracha when you madlak has aneiros? So one opinion in Tesis, the Gemara says, Shani Oimer. What's wrong with Nekvayt HaShabbos? It has a bad smell, and the people will walk out of the room. So they walk out of the room, so what? So you'll be out to the mitzvah of Hadlokas HaNeres. So the Amora says, Shani Yoyim, I know, Hadlokas HaNeres B'Shabbos is a choyva. What do you mean choyva? So Tosis quotes one opinion that in the beginning of Perek Kolabosar, the Gemara talks about Mayim Rishonim as opposed to Mayim Achronim. So Gemara says, Mayim Rishonim is a mitzvah, Mayim Achronim is a choyva. So Tosis writes over there, in Kol HaBosar, Mayim Rishonim is a mitzvah, so we recite the Birchos HaMitzvah, on the Tillis Nadayim. Mayim Achronim is a choyva means, a choyva has the connotation, something you have to do, but it's not a mitzvah, so therefore there's no bracha on Mayim Achronim. So here, the Gemara says Shani Yomer, but Mantik and the Gemara Shani Yomer, Adlokas Haner B'Shabbos Chayva. So Tosfos quotes one opinion from the Bali Tosfos: you dafke don't say a bracha and Adlokas Ner B'Shabbos. It's a chayva means something you have to do, like setting the table, taking the shower, vacuuming the rug, putting up the challah, to all the other hachanas that you do, the kvod shabbos, you don't say a bracha on the other hachanas. So why should it be different over here? So the practice is that we do say a bracha when you bench lift. So many communities, some Sfaradishi communities, they had a minig, you only say a bracha l'adik nesh al shabbos. On Yom Tov, they don't say a bracha. What is that all about? Why don't they say bracha l'adik nesh al Yom Tov? So the pashtus is, many suggest, see, Tosis says, the Rishonim say, it says in Yerushalmi that there's a bracha l'adik nesh al shabbos. So the Achrayim say, we don't have such a Yerushalmi. And they don't think that Tosis had Yerushalmi either. They think that when Tosis and the Rishonim quote the Yerushalmi, they refer to the other Midrashim, other sources, Chuvas Hagayin. They refer to that, but it's not really from the Talmud Yerushalmi. And the suggestion was made, the historians suggest, that the earliest time we have a bracha on Hadlakas HaNer is in the days of the when they were fighting against the Karoim. And the Karoim used to sit in the dark on Leil Shabbos because they mistranslated the pasuk. Not allowed to have candles burning in the house. So the Hoitzim Ulibam Shalak Karoim. So the Rabbanim said, not only should you light Neris, you should say a bracha also. That's what some historians suggest. That the bracha was introduced in the days of the Goinim and the days of the Rishonim, and they were fighting against the Karoim. So on Yom Tov, there's no machlokes. On Yom Tov, you can have fires, you can cook food, Echal Nefesh. So that's why, that's probably the reason why there were Sfaradishi communities, but they only said a bracha l'adik nesh al Shabbos. They didn't say l'adik nesh al Yom Tov. There was no need on Yom Tov. There was no l'hotzi b'libam shalak karoim on Yom Tov. So it could be that maybe that this historical background has to do with why we don't combine the two, why we don't say two separate brachas. The whole bracha maybe was only instituted in the days of Hashem. It's not really, it's a mitzvah that doesn't need a bichas
mitzvah. This should be another reason, because the mitzvah on Lakas Shabbos is really a mitzvah of Erev Shabbos, and on Lakas Neres on Yom Tov is really not a mitzvah of Erev Yom Tov. No,
many of the poskim, Rav Soloveitchik, thought like Rabitzula Petterburger has a tshuva in the Pri Yitzchak. He says it's not right that the women bench lech when the husband comes home from shul. Just like on Erev Shabbos, you do the hachones mitbol yom. So on Erev Yom Tov also, more correct is that they should light the neres on Erev Yom Tov, not on Yom Tov. Even though if it's dark in the house, you're allowed to light candle.
The mitzvah of Erev Yom Tov by Erev Shabbos is the mitzvah. Is the mitzvah of Erev Shabbos. That's ongoing.
Erev Yom Tov, we also assume. Yeah, the Navi says that it's a din of kibud v'yoneg. So the Bir Agro writes that kibud means all the hachanas that you do in advance on Shabbos, and that it means the pleasure that you derive on Shabbos. And the Rambam writes, it's against the Gemara, but the Rambam is more popular than the Gemara in this one. The Rambam writes that the two mitzvahs of kibud v'yoneg carry over from Shabbos to Yom Tov. Gemara says that Erev does not apply to Yom Tov. Gemara states and Psochim. But the Rambam writes that kibud v'yoneg carries over from Shabbos to Yom Tov. And then the Rambam writes that Hadlokas HaNeiris is both kibud and oinig. You're supposed to light the Neiris in advance of Shabbos and Yom Tov, and then you enjoy the fact that the house is lit up. And the Beis HaLevi, the whole tshuva, he thinks that the bracha is only recited on the kibud. If you light in advance, then you say the bracha. If you light on Yom Tov, he says, you really shouldn't say the bracha then. The second night Yom Tov, you have no choice. You have to wait till Motzoi Shabbos. So you do say the bracha on the second night of Yom Tov this year. But in principle, in abstract, the Beis HaLevi thinks that based on the Rambam's Lashon, that the bracha on Hadlokas HaNer should only be recited when you light an Erev Yom Tov, Erev Shabbos. Yeah.
The fact that the Korban Musaf is Shabbos additive to Yom Tov, doesn't that show it's two steak kedushos that just happen to be overlapping?
How do you see?
No, it's not a newcomer Muslim. They should have made a new one, that combination. Uh-huh. But in fact, the Shabbos is done, it shows that it's Shabbos is done, which is additive. That's
okay. I don't know. It's a good point. I don't know. Interesting. Should have been different carbonates. I don't know. Well, I have this sitter open here. So when we, on the first night of Yom Tov, it's Yom Tov Shechavi is the Shabbos. So we say the Yom Tov Nigishman Esrei, and we add on the parentheses. Say, by Titlan Shalakena Biyavash, Abbasos, Menucha Ma'adim, the Simcha. Siyam Chaga Matzah says, Mancha is saying, be Ahva Mikra Kodesh. Be Ahva Mikra Kodesh. He already said the Ahva before. Din Lasham Kena be Ahva. It's again be Ahva. Twice, Tzveimov be Ahva. So the Abu Dram gives the official explanation. Why Tzveimov be Ahva? Because Shabbos was given before Maimon HaSinai. Shabbos was given by Mora. When the Mon came down, and they were told that they should collect Lech Lishdan Erev Shabbos. So all the mitzvahs are given the Abba, but not 100% Abba. It was Kafaleim Harkigigas. So it's not a double degree of the Abba. But Shabbos was given prior to Maimon HaSinai, before Kafaleim Harkigigas. So Shabbos is the Abba square, same on the Abba. Because there was no Kafaleim Harkigigas with respect to Shabbos, only with respect to all the other 613 mitzvahs. That's what the Abba Dram says. Rav Soloveitchik used to say, I don't know what his makkah was, he said slightly differently. He said that on all the Yomim Tovim, you bring Musafim, you have to bring Achatos. So the Baruch Shalom is waving a finger at us, and he's reminding us, you all need Averis, and you need a Kapara, you have to bring Achatos. On Shabbos, he doesn't even wave a finger, he just brings Shnei Kvasim and Hashem, the Oilah. He brings two Oilahs. The Musafim, there is no Achatos. So that's perhaps why Shabbos is the Ba'ava square, same on the Ava, because there's no Chatos on Shabbos. Interesting. The meaning of the, in Shulchan Aruch they quote, the meaning of the Bali HaTesis was, and the Maharil records this. Mishnah Berurah says we don't do this anymore, but in the Ramah it says like this, that throughout Maariv and Shacharis and Mincha, you say the Yantav Nigash Bala Esri, and then when you say you gave us Yantav, you gave us Shabbos Sosu. Tikkun Hashem Akeinu Diabo, Shabbos Sosu, Menuchom, Adin, Besimcho. Hesem HaShabbos HaMarach HaZeh, Hesem HaGamatzes HaZeh. And then you say, HaTiyenu. So you put in Shabbos and Yantav. So in the days of the Bali HaTaisu, we used to add on in the middle of Yalav Yavai also. Yalav Yom Yagia, B'yom HaShabbos HaMarach HaZeh, B'yom HaGamatzes HaZeh. They added on both. And they explain they're only out, and there are more quotes in Shulchan Aruch. Mishnah Berurah says nobody does it anymore. But that was the meaning of the whole thing of the Bali HaTesis. And the Birchas HaMazon, the Maharil said they wouldn't mention Shabbos in the middle of Yalav Yavai. They said it's saved, and they say Yalav Yavai. They wouldn't mention Shabbos in the middle of Yalav Yavai because you're not going to go back to it later. But here in the Shemoneh Esrei of Maariv and Shacharis in Mincha, at the end, you're going to say, Mikadash HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Azman. You're going to come back to mention Shabbos at the end. They mention Shabbos in the first paragraph. Second, after V'Chatan Rakim Lano, Yom HaShabbos HaZeh, Yom HaChagamatzah HaZeh. Then you're going to say in the last paragraph, then you're going to say in the Hasima. Then Yalav Yoba also, you should mention V'Chaim L'Shom V'Yayim HaShabbos HaMarech HaZeh, Yom HaChagamatzah HaZeh. But in the benching, you mention Shabbos if it's say, that's it. You're not going to go back to the theme anymore. So then, after it's say, you say Yalav Yavai. So you shouldn't mention Yom Tov in. You shouldn't mention Shabbos in the Yalav Yavai in the bench. But in the Shemoneh Esrei, the Baal HaTesis did mention Shabbos. It's interesting. It just disappeared over the years. Mishnah Berurah just says, we don't do it anymore. That used to be the minhag. On the second night of Yom Tov this year, it's Matzoi Shabbos. And it's also Yom Tov, so you have to say Kiddush because it's Yom Tov, and you have to say Havdalah because it's Matzoi Shabbos. So the Gemara says that you say Yak Nahas. Yak Nahas is the Rosh HaTevah, it's Yain Kiddush, Ner Havdalah Zman. Apparently in a lot of the old Yakish Haggadahs, they had a picture of a rabbit by Yak Nahas, because apparently Ahaz in German means a rabbit. So the printer thought the Yak Nahas had something to do with the rabbit. So that's why it's an old tradition. In the old Yakish Agor, they always had a picture of a rabbit on the page with the Yak Nahas. The Rosh raises the issue. The Rosh has, if a person put on Shal Yad, they didn't put on Shal Rosh yet, so the Gemara says, you're not allowed to talk. Asok ben Tvila le Tvila ve'erehi v'yodai, chozalam yorcha ha'melchoma. You're not allowed to talk in between. So the Shaila is, what if the Chazan is saying, Kadosh Kedusha Baruch Hu? Someone saying a bracha, you're not allowed to answer amen, you're not allowed to say. So we pass, you're not allowed to say anything. But other Rishonim held that to say Kadosh Kedusha Baruch Hu is not a hepsik. So they brought a raya from Yak Nahas. You say bar piagofen, you say you're not allowed to talk until you drink the wine, then you say kiddush ner havdolah zman. And even without yachnahas, what do you do in normal havdolah? You say yavneh, Shulchan Aruch has a rashdev, yayin besamim ner havdolah. You say bar piagofen on the yayin, then you don't drink it yet. You say another three brachas. So why is that not a hefsik? Same as yachnahas. Here you have four brachas in between the bar piagofen and the drinking. So you see that a bracha is not a hefsik. So who are the nami? Shouldn't be a hefsek in between the shalyan and the shalrosh if you're answering kaddish kedusha bochum. So the rosh says, what's a tushta? Kach tikno chachamim. We're talking about din and rabbon. We're not talking about din and derais. Kach tikno chachamim. They should say yak nahas. So here it's not a hefsek, but in between shalyan and shalrosh, they don't have a mistaken that you should answer anything. So then that will be considered a hefsek. So then Jacob used to encourage the musmachim of the yeshiva if they can introduce Hallel into the shuls on Leil HaSeder, the first two nights of Pesach, if it won't cause a world war. So he encouraged them that they should follow. That was the Vilna Gaon likes that opinion. The Mechaber quotes that from Masechet Sofrim, that you say Hallel on shul on Leil HaSeder with a bracha before and after. And the Ramah writes that by the Ashkenazim we don't have that meaning, but it's the Feirush in Masechet Sofrim. So the Vilna Gaon thinks that more correct is that you should say. So Rav Soloveitchik used to say, "Oh, but there's a bir hagra in Hilchos Chanukah." It says in Hilchos Chanukah that there's a, the Mechaber writes, there's a minig to be madlik neiros chanuk in shul, even though no one is yotze. Where does that minig come from? Who originated the minig? So the Vilna Gaon says the minig is based on this Masechet Sofrim with respect to Hallel on Leil HaSeder. That the purpose of the Hallel is, Hallel HaSeder is, Bissel Nisos. How many people are you going to have already at your Seder? 25 people, but in Shul you're going to have 125 people. There are going to be more people in Shul. So whenever there's a mitzvah that we do for the purpose of Bissel Nisos, so we recommend you should do it in Tzibur when the Tzibur is davening. His lashon used to be if you have 10 yidden reading the Marmishanam, that's not called a Tzibur. Tzibur is there when it's starts for Yachad for a Dovish of Ikdusha. So if they when it's starts for Yachad to daven Meiriv, they said Baruchu, and then they're going to say Kaddish Tiskapel at the end. And in between, after the Tfilah Balachash, they say Halal on Leil HaSeder. So there's a Tzibur over here. So whenever there's a mitzvah that's for the purpose of Pisumei Nisa, so the din requires, the din the Rabbanim is done, the din requires, and the minik requires that you should do it the tzibur of tefillah, to enhance the pisumin. You're going to have more people in the shul. So based on that, that's where the minik came from, that you light Neiros Chanukah in the shul. That they davening Meiriv, they just davening, the Rav Soloveitchik said from his father, the correct practice should be you only light Neiros Chanukah in shul in between Mincha and Meiriv. The people, when it's tafer yachad from mincha, then they're going to daven Meiriv right away afterwards. So the tzirif ha-tzibur is still present. So he said, then you light Neiros Chanukah. The tzibur has a chiv to do a mitzvah pisuminis, and then it should be a greater degree of pisuminis. That's why in the Beis Medrash, we daven mincha every day at 2:30. Then we daven Meiriv, whenever it's the winter time, daven Meiriv at 6:30, the end of the Seder. So when it comes time to be madlik Neiros Chanukah, but not in the middle of there's no tzirif ha-tzibur. So they light the candles without a bracha. So Reisha is very opposed to the practice that they light candles in Times Square and they light candles in public places. When there's a chagiga, they have a chagiga for the men, for the women, whatever. So they light candles. He thought that it's not right. His father insisted, even Erev Shabbos. Many have the practice on Chanukah, Erev Shabbos Chanukah. So they'll light the Neiros Chanukah before Mincha. Because a lot of times you just finish mincha before the shkia by the skin of your teeth. So you make do a malacha, it'll be madlik the neiros after the shkia. So his father said, if you light before mincha, you shouldn't say a bracha. You only say a bracha when you light, when it's a tzirif ha-tzibur in between mincha and ma'ariv. Or when it's a Shabbos, Chanukah, you can't light in between mincha and ma'ariv. So he said his minig, where he came from in Europe, he said they would light neiros Chanukah before kaddish tiskapel. The common minig is not so. On Shabbos Chanukah, he lighted Neiros Chanukah after Kaddish Tiskapel. So he said, but it's still before Havdalah. So the Tzibur is still Mitzurah Yachad, they have to have Havdalah with Tzibur. But he said, to carry on the tradition from, he said his grandfather Rav Chaim used to say Hallel on Leil HaSeder. And this was the Vilna Gaon thought that was more correct. that even the Ashkenazim should really say.
Someone does the Yechidus on the Pesach night.
Should not say Hallel. No, he's going to say the Hallel in the Seder. No, you only say the Hallel when it's B'tzibur. That's what you see from that Be'er Agruah, Hilchos Chanukah. Yeah, usually whenever there's a mitzvah pesum inisa, like Mikra Megillah, like Neres Chanukah, so they say the bracha shas in nisa mavasim. So the Rishonim say over here, afin hay beosanes, women are mechuyev in arpekoses, and are saved because afin hay beosanes, and you only apply afin hay beosanes when it's pesum inisa. So how come we don't say the bracha shas in nisa mavasim? So the Rishonim say the bracha that we do say by the Seder, shogi alana v'galas avasenim v'mitzrayim, that's the equivalent of shas in nisa. So it is, we assume that the reciting of the Hallel on Pesach night is for the purpose of Pesach in nisa. Yeah? We assume it is Pesach in nisa.
You heard from Rabbi Soloveitchik that that's also the reason for making Kiddush in Shul Friday night or Yantar night.
Why?
Because you want to make Kiddush at home, that's, if you have a chance to make it at Sibir, you should chavara and make it.
I don't know, the Gemara gives a different time. This I don't know.
So they say the Frisco Rav walked out when they would say Hallel and Shofar at night?
Yes. The Rav Soloveitchik also told that all.
His father said that.
Rav Chaim was saying Hallel, and Rav Avraham Soloveitchik didn't want to say Hallel. So he didn't want to stand there and not say Hallel, so he left. Rav Soloveitchik also recalled that.
But his uncle. How are they going
to the Gemara recommends you should. You should follow. If it's going to cause machlokes in the shul, you don't do it. But if it won't cause a machlokes, the Rav Soloveitchik should have been more correct is that the Rabbanim should introduce. They should explain to the Baal HaFatim, they should introduce the Hallel on Leil HaSeder in the That bracha that we recite, Asher Yolana goes, I'm saying in Mitzrayim. So the Mishnah records Rab Tarfin and Rab Akiva. So Rab Tarfin, so the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah writes, it's not a machlokes between Rab Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva. Rab Tarfon was an older contemporary of Rabbi Akiva. He lived as Malabai. Rabbi Akiva also lived with the Churban. But Rab Tarfon is telling you what the Nusach of the Bracha was with Malabai. Shev Yolana, we go all the time, we say, Alayla, Zalechaba, Pesach, Matzah, Umorar. Period. That was the end of the Bracha. Then Rabbi Akiva, who functioned mainly, he lived with the Churban, but he functioned mainly after the Churban. So he already didn't say, Yigan al azal alechel boi pesach matzumor. He just said, Yigan al azal alechel boi matzumor. Then he added on, Kein Hashem al keni yagiyenu, the miyadim regal amachelim, smech mevinyin rechasachim abad sech, etc. And then you say, Yachasim at the end. Why do you say, Gual Yisrael, why do you say, you make it into a bracha arucha, Pasachas b'baruch v'chasam b'baruch. So the Rambam explains, if you have more than one theme in the bracha, it's a bracha rucha, you have to be chosem is b'baruch as well. So in the days of Rav Tarfon and Mizman Abayis, it only had one theme. Sher Yolon Ugoz HaNigyon Olam Zaylalai Lazal Lechol Boi Pesach Matzomar. We thank you for the Yitzias Mitzrayim and for the schus to do the karbonis. In the days of Rav Akiva, had Hodoh Nishover and Bakosha Allah Abba. If you say Hashem Yalana began a lechel by matzamor, Kena Hashem Alkeni Yagiyena leMayad beGala Machayrin, so they had the lahabah as well. So that's why Rabbi Kiva had to make it into a bracha arucha. It's interesting the lashon that we say. What do we say? Smecha v'din ani recha v'sasim ba'avod yisach v'nochal shem en azvachem en menapzach mashdi agi adama malkim izbachachol liratzai. What kind of a strange lashon is that? She agi adama malkim izbachach. Why don't you say there will be Zorik the Dham? So Rav Soloveitchik suggested that on the last daf in Sochim, the Gemara quotes a Machlokes Satanoi. How are you supposed to do the Zrika Saddam of the Korpes? Is it Mishficha or Mizrika? Do you stand next to the Mizbech and you pour from the Klishoris on one Matana, or do you stand a little far away and you do a Zrika Meirachov? So it's a Machlokes Satanoi. So Rabbi Akiva has a nusach that should satisfy all the opinions. Ashiyagia damah, ech sheyeyeh. Well, there's Moshe Rabbeinu, when they'll rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, well, there's the people. what he's supposed to do, Shvicha Zrika. So we don't have to take a stand down. That's what Rav Soloveitchik suggested. Maybe that's why we say, Asher Yagia Damam, not to get involved in the Machloekes Satanoim.
We don't say Shem Yerushalayim. Pesach,
you might see it, Pesach comes out on Shabbos. Yeah, why don't we say Shem Yagarenu? So we shouldn't be allowed to eat matzah tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's a good kashen? I don't know. It's a good kashen. Hakol chayov mematzah tomorrow, so why aren't we afraid Shem Yagarenu? I don't know. It's a very good kashen.
You probably don't go in Zvachim. Is it? You don't have a Zvachim.
Why is it there?
The Zvachim get on the front.
Ah, the Zvachim.
Yeah.
It's not yet. I don't know. It's a good point. It's a good point.
I think
Asher Yavireli is
saying that if you go into a
Chavot,
you're
Islamic. You may not know how to say the Brocha. I mean, he knows how to eat the matzah. He may not know how to blow shofar. He may not know how to read the Megillah. But eat matzah, he knows. And he can already figure out how to say a Brocha. Okay. No chashash? Okay, maybe.
Maybe at night you don't say shame. The person doesn't go at night, they have
shame. They'll figure it out on his own. At night they'll pass it on his own. Could be, but it's an interesting thing to look up. In Perek Arba Psochim, in the last Perek, the Rosh raises a question that Shagzar doesn't know what he wants. The Rosh raises a question. He gives you the answer without spelling out the question, but implicitly he's raising a question. When you eat maror, is it necessary to have a kazayas or not? Maybe you can be eating maror without kazayas.
Ain't
achila pchusim the kazayas. So the question that's never say achila in connection with maror. So it says, so the shagazayas says, yeah, matzavam yochlu, but yochlu goes on the Korban Pesach. So it never says achila on the maror. So that's the shayla. They need a kazayas. So the Rosh is poshut the shayla. That's what it sounds like. The simple reading of the Rosh. Rosh is poshut the shayla. Since we know in the Haggadah there's a bracha shekhe nishanah b'mitzvah tzimana alachilas maror. So there you have it. Alachilas maror. Even on the Chumash it doesn't say. Since in the bracha it says you have to have a kazayas. So the shagazayas says. So why did the Chachamim compose such a bracha to be matriach everybody to eat a kazayas? They should have said a bracha al mitzvah maror. So he wouldn't need the kazayas if it's really true that in the Chumash the verb achila never appears in connection with the body. The answer is the Mishnah says he needs kazayas. Mishnah daf lamed testament aleph and list off which five vegetables are acceptable for maror. So it says kulam is daf from the kazayas. So the Pharisee needed kazayas. What did the Rosh fish around that he had to bring a raya from the fact that the nusach habrocha is like that? It's a peladikin Rosh. So Rav Soloveitchik said over a pshat, some of the Gedolim have this pshat printed. The one who wrote the Mogen Ho'elof, he wrote the 100 Svarim. Huh? No. Forgot his name. He's a great guy, a big pilper. So he has this pshat also. So Rav Soloveitchik said, when Mara was their rice, then Bizbana Mikdush when you're eating korban, more is there I said. Then the Mishnah says, Kulam is Tarfana Kazayas, and eat Kazayas. The Rosh is Mesupim, more Bizbana says only the Rabbanan, Zecher Mikdush. So it's only a Zecher. So maybe Zecher Mikdush is Gimel, because you have less than the Kazayas also, Zecher. Or should I say no? Zecher Mikdush is what motivated the Chachamim to make a Takana. That's the reason for the Takana, but the essence of the Takana is that it's a mitzvah more. So the Rosh brings a right, not for the Nusach HaBrocha, that you say Alachilas. So the Shagazar is right, why did they compose Alachilas? You should have said Al Mitzvahs more. After the Churban HaBayis, you should change the Nusach. The answer is not from the Nusach HaBrocha. The fact that you say a Brocha, that itself is a right, that the nature of the Mitzvah is a Mitzvah Sachim. Because the Chag Yankiv quotes this from the Oruch. He raises an interesting question, why don't we recite a Brocha before we eat Korach? Shekirishan says, I wanted to make a Zechel HaMikdash. The Kerach is Zechel HaMikdash Ke'ilo. Then why don't we recite a Bracha Zechel HaMikdash? So he says, there is no such thing as a Bichas HaMitzvah and a Zechel. If it's a Zechel HaMikdash, you don't say a Bracha. Why not? So Rav Soloveitchik taught that the Pshat in the Oruch, that's quoted on the page, in Shulchan Aruch, the Chok Yankiv quotes it. He taught the Pshat is, you only recite a Bracha when you're doing a Maisa HaMitzvah, when you have a Kiyama HaMitzvah without a Maisa HaMitzvah, there's no problem. Let's say you put a mezuzah on my door. I'm not sturdy enough to climb up on a ladder and to put a mezuzah. So I ask you to do me a toiva, you put the mezuzah. So you did a mitzvah of gemilas chasadim, you did me a toiva. But I'm the kind of mitzvah of mezuzah, because I live in a house. But who said the bracha, the kohen mezuzah? The one who does the maisa mitzvah, not the one who has the kiyama mitzvah. If you have a kiyama mitzvah without doing a maisa mitzvah, there is no bracha. And if you have a maisa mitzvah without a kiyama mitzvah, you do say a bracha. So then you thought that that's the pshat in the orach. You never say a bracha.
It's not clear whether or not you have a stable by the achila makes it into a mitzvah. You have
a kerah because it has the matzah. Because you need a saber for the matzah.
The mitzvah, not because it's a maisa mitzvah achila.
So the Rosh didn't mean, this is what he said, the Rosh didn't mean to bring a right from the Nusach HaBracha that they say Al Achilus Mar, as opposed to Al Mitzvahs Mar. If you would have said Al Mitzvahs Mar, it's still a right. The fact that there is a Bracha. If Mar B'Zman HaZeh, but Om B'Zech Al HaMikdash means, not only is that what motivated them, but that's the whole essence of the Takon and Zech Al HaMikdash, then you don't need a Kazai, it's only a Zecher, then there wouldn't be a Bracha at all. A Mitzvah that's only Zecher, the Mitzvah is, you conjure up in your mind an image of what things were like in the days of the Beis HaMikdash. The eating of the Mor is only a Hecha Dimtze, it's not a Maisa Mitzvah. It's not a Mikdash that the eating of the Mor was a Mitzvah, so of course you need a Kazayit. The Rosh knew that. The Rosh is only something it was. Mor of Bezman is the Rabbanan Zecha LeMikdash. What does it mean? Zecha LeMikdash, it's a Kiyum of Zecha LeMikdash, in which case there should be no Broch at all. Or no, Zecha LeMikdash is what motivated the Chachamim to institute a Mitzvah Bachilos. Achilas marib is manasas. If it's a mitzvah of achila, then you say a nus, then you say a bracha. Whatever the nusach will be, then you say a bracha. That's what Radabala Soloveitchik talks about. Is the mitzvah zechel amigdush, or because of zechel amigdush, they introduce a mitzvah in the tilas lulav kol shit. Talks about sphere saimer. Also, sphere saimer. The way we pass on the Shulchan Aruch, Sfiras Ha'amad Banazet, it's only the Rabban. So the Gemara says only Zechel HaMikdash. So Zechel HaMikdash is what motivated the Chachamim to make a Takana, but they made a Takana of Sfiras Ha'amad. Or you say, no, the Takana is to make a Zechel HaMikdash. If it would be to make a Zechel HaMikdash, then you shouldn't say Baruch Ero. That's the Yisod of the Aruch. Whenever you do something, whenever the whole mitzvah is Zechel HaMikdash, one does not recite a Baruch.
Rambam never mentions that you need
Kazayis from Ova. Right. But the Mishnah says you need Kazayis from Ova. He probably quotes it when he quotes that Mishnah, Daf Lamedesim and Aleph. The five vegetables that are acceptable from Ova, then the Mishnah concludes with Kulam and start from the Kazayis. When he gives you the Seder, so then he, in our editions, he doesn't say that you should eat a Kazayis. But the Mishnah says. The Shagasari once understood the Rosh as saying that the only reason why I need a gazai is because they had a bracha al achilas mara. But when you eat kerch, you don't say a bracha al achilas mara. So he says there, according to the Rosh, you wouldn't need a gazai. So that's what the Achrenim disagree with the Shagasari. You need a gazai matzah, and you need a gazai mara. You do need a gazai. The Rosh didn't mean to bring the raya from the nusach bracha al achilas mara. If you would say Al Mitzvah Smara, it would still be a right. The fact that there is a bracha at Mara, Bizman Azaz, a raya, that Midi Rabbah, they instituted the Mitzvah Achilas Mara.
There's no bracha, so it shouldn't be a
The whole thing is only Zaytun. Ah, okay. That's a point. Okay. According to that Orach, so you shouldn't need a Kazakh. It's an interesting point, yes. We have Shnei Tavshilin. The Mishnah says that on the Kairi you have Shnei Tavshilin. So the Gemara has a whole discussion, what's the Shnei Tavshilin all about? So the Maskonis HaSugya is that the Shnei Tavshilin is introduced after the Churban HaBayis, Echad Zechel HaTesach, Echad Zechel HaChagiga, Chagigas HaBa'osar. The real Korban Chagiga, the Raisa, was on Pesach Shavuot Sukkos. You have to Shech the Chagiga on Yotif in the daytime. But this is Chagigas HaBa'osar. That's the Rabbanan. Most of the Tanaim, all we pass can Chagigas HaBa'osar, Pesach, Zonim the Rabbanan, in order that the Pesach should be Nechalam HaSofa. So that's why you have Shnei Tavshim. That's why the Gemara raised the possibility that since the Shnei Tavshim and Echad Zechel HaPesach and Echad Zechel HaChagiga, wouldn't it make sense if the Shnei Tavshim should be flesh? Because Pesach and Chagiga were both the Basar, Yeh Basar HaKarbanas. The Gemara says no, that it's not necessary. And one of the Rabbanim, one of the Amoraim, wanted to emphasize that it's not necessary to have Basar, even though Zechel HaPesach, Zechel HaChagiga. So he said, I feel a silka ba'roiza. Even if one of them is cooked beets and one of them is cooked rice, silka ba'orez, ba'roiza, is also good. So even though Shnei Tavshilman are both flesh, is a Hidden Mitzvah, but this Talmidim, the Gemara says, the Talmidim of Rav Huna, I think it was, they were Mahadir. They held as a Hidden Mitzvah to have silka ba'roiza. Oven offered me Pumid the Rav, since the Rebbe said, silka ba'roiza, so the Talmidim made silka ba'roiza. It would have been a Hidden that they should eat two pieces of flesh. But this was a bigger Hidden, to show their Chavivas of the Rebbe Shur. They loved the Shur so much that they went, the Rebbe gave this as a mashal, so that's what they use, silka ba'roiza, yeah. That's what the Gemara says, even though Rabbi Chaim opinion is that Oris is bala dechimot, rice is bala dechimot, the Gemara says we don't pass like Rabbi Chaim Ben-Nuri. And there's nothing wrong with cooking the rice. That's what the Balamor says over here. He doesn't understand. There's a new meaning starting that people don't eat rice on Pesach. The kidney is what he means, but it's against the Gemara. But the meaning of kidney is stated in the Gemara, and the mem on the base, the Gemara says. If you're in a, the Gemara says, in the home of the Reish Galusa, the Jewish men who cooked in the kitchen the food, but not the biggest Talmid Chacham, weren't the biggest Tzaddikim. So I think Rava says, Shchichi Avdi, since they're Avadim, they're doing the work, they're not too reliable, so it's not a smart idea to permit kidneys. If the Balabatim are not so learned, and they're not such Yerushamayim, so you should be Machma on the kidneys. So that's why Armeniga, not the kidneys, comes from that Gemara. We're afraid that we're in a society where the people are not so medactic and mitzvahs, so you should be Machma on the kidneys. I remember Rav Soloveitchik said he was brought up in a Lubavitcher community. So he says in Chaslavich. So he said that the minig Chabad was that they wouldn't say Echad Miyodea at the end of the Seder. The other piyutim they would say. He said Echad Miyodea they wouldn't say because they say one is one, one is two, one is three. So you're assuming Hashma Yisrael Hashem Echad means that there's only one God as opposed to two, three, four, five. But it means something more than that. The Gemara says, "Atem asisuni chati v'achas bo'elam, ani eschem chati v'achas bo'elam." In the beginning of Chagiga, what does it mean? Hashem Echad means Hashem is unique. There's nothing like Him. By the umas ha'olam of the Avodah Zarah, so they imagine God as a human being. Human beings kill each other and they run after women and they run after money and they have temptations and they do averis. So they visualize a lot of, not only a lot of gods, they visualize the gods are like human beings. But by us, not only have we given to the world the idea that there's only Hashem Echad, one God, God is unique, there's nothing else in the world like Him. So you're going to say, Echad Miyadeh, Echad Elokeinu, you're watering down the whole concept of Hashem Echad, you're saying that there's only one God as opposed to three gods. But maybe the God is like a human being, like all the Yom Tiyavay Nazareth. They have a whole different musak of what a God is like. So that's not to water down the concept of Hashem Echad. So he said he thinks that that's the reason why the Minig Chabad was that they wouldn't say Echad Miyadeh. The many different Minhagim. There were parts of Hungary and Germany where they wouldn't eat chicken on Pesach, because the Bali Atosvis, years ago they used to feed kernels of grain to the chicken. Kernels of grain would be soaked in water, and the chicken would eat it, and sometimes you would check the chicken, and you'd cook the whole thing, and then you'd find achitam chumetzas, you'd find the kernel of grain in the belly of the chicken, and you have a whole asik, chametz b'pesach is the mashu. So,
that's before Pesach. Made before Pesach.
No, before Pesach, it won't be b'mashu, you probably have shishas. But if you cook it on Pesach, you shech the chicken and chalamoy, then you cook it on Pesach, and have a whole asin. So that's why in many communities they develop the minhag. They don't eat chicken at all on Pesach. They only eat flesh. But this manazeh, some of the big rabbanim pointed out, there's a gemara has a klal davishim minyan tzoch minyanach al atira. If the bezin makes a gzera der rabbanim for a certain reason, even if you live in a generation where the reason no longer makes sense, no longer applies, but the gzera der rabbanim still applies. So the Ramah has a tshuva. Another Chaim Moshe also has a tshuva. He says the same thing. Others have that only applies to a din der rabbanim, a din der rabbanim. What if you have a minig? It was started for a certain reason. You live in a generation. The whole minig, the whole reason for the minig just doesn't make any sense at all. Doesn't apply. So by minhagim there is no such din. You need tzoch min yirach al atir. If the whole reason for the minig doesn't apply, so then the minig falls away by itself. There's a Rashi in the beginning of Beitza learns the Taicha Zayin the Gemara as saying that. Rashi interprets that that's what it says in the Gemara. The Ramah doesn't quote the Rashi, but the Ramah assumes on his own like that. So this manazeh, it's very uncommon that it costs a fortune of money to feed the chickens grain. So this manazeh, they don't feed the chickens grain, they feed them corn, maize. The maize, the worst it can be, is going to be kidneys. So it's not going to be the mashu. Kidneys is not the mashu. Kidneys, you don't even eat shishin. So in the Shulchan Aruch, if kidneys falls into the food. So as long as you have a right, you always have a right. It gives them the sinas stuff. So you take out the kidneys and it does nasa. So that's why Big Rabbanim said that this even those communities who had such a minig, not to eat chicken on Pesach, the whole of Pesach, the whole reason doesn't apply to Manasseh because they no longer feed the chickens grain. So the whole minig doesn't apply. So we mentioned before the Mishnah says that you have to have Shnei Tavshilin and the Kairu Pesach night. The Maskanas HaGemara is that the reason this Takana was instituted after Churban HaBayis, the Shnei Tavshilin Echad Zechel and Pesach, Echad Zechel and Chagiga. But until you get to the Maskanas HaGemara, they didn't realize that. The earlier Amarayim in the Sugya, they thought that this Takana applies even as Man HaBayis. So what is it all about Shnei Tavshilin? So the Pashtus is that it's similar to the din that Erev Tisha B'Av by the Suda HaMavsekes, if it's after Chatzos and the last Suda you're going to eat, you're not allowed to have Shnei Tavshilin. Means that's a full meal, a two-course meal, that two courses were cooked. So on Pesach night has to be a Bekovedika meal, the Shnei Tavshilin. That was the original assumption in the Gemara, that you need Shnei Tavshilin, Zivim is Manabais, that it should be a Bekovedika Suda. Just like an Erev Tisha B'Av, you're not supposed to have a Bekovedika Suda. Because Pesach are very levedic, very cheerful. Maybe I'll close with this. There is a big machloikis in Achrayim when you make schnapps. So you soak, let's say you make, you soak kernels of grain, or you cook kernels of grain in water, and the chemical process takes place and it turns into chametz. But then you have the chametz mixed in with a lot of water. So some of the chametz will turn into alcohol, and then they'll heat up the schnapps that they have. I think the alcohol evaporates at a lower temperature. I think alcohol evaporates at 50 degrees centigrade. Water only evaporates if you have 100 degrees centigrade.
80 and
100. So if you cook it to 80 degrees, the alcohol will evaporate and the water will remain behind. And then after it evaporates, then it condenses, then turns back into liquid. So then it's going to be real alcohol. You're not going to have all of that water mixed in. So when it started off as real chametz, it was soaking kernels of grain in water. It turned into a real chametz process over there. So, but then when it evaporates, it's in a form of gas. So you can't have an isa macholos on surin gas. So then when it condenses later on, it turns back into liquid. So that's a big machlokes achrayim. Does it become also then? But there was a period of time when it was real chametz doesn't go. Then it turned into gas. You can't have an isa macholos on surin gas. Then it becomes again into an oichol. So that's a Chavis Das in Yerideya, the Nesimus has a beer on Yerideya, it's called a Chavis Das. So he has a Gemara based on a Gemara at the end of Tmura. The Gemara says if you have Beitzas, Efrayach have a Beitzas Oif Trefa. A bird is a trefa, a kosher bird, a hen, but it has a broken leg in such a way, it has a hole in the lungs, whatever, the oif is a trefa. So there's a din of Yotze min ha-Oser. The eggs, let's say you have eagle's eggs, or you have milk from a pig. So that's Yotze min ha-Tomei-Tomei. That's the Mishnah in the first parak in Pcheres. But since the pig is a trefa animal, and the ostrich is a trefa bird, so Basayana goes on the Beitzas Oif Tomei. You're not allowed to eat the Yotze min ha-Tomei, and the milk that comes out from a pig also you're not allowed to drink. So the Gemara says, what if you have a pig. What if you have a cow, but it has a broken leg in such a way that it's a trefa? It's a behemoth tahoira, but it has a broken leg. It's a trefa, so the milk that comes out is also awesome. So the Gemara said the same thing if you have an oif tahor, that's a trefa. So the baits are oif tahor, that's a trefa, is also awesome. What if that egg was fertilized, and then it turns into a chick, and the chick that's born is not nishkan trefa? So the Gemara says, "Efrach and Nodal, the Beitza, so if Trefa is Mutabachil. Why is it Mutabachil? But it should be Yotzim and Atami Tomei, Yotzim and Asa Rasa." So the Gemara gives you the explanation. Gemara at the end of Tmura gives the explanation because when the egg that was fertilized, when the hen sits on it long enough, it's going to turn into a chick, it's going to hatch, it's going to go through a period of time that is Nishtahin and Nishtaher. That it's not Rei Lachila as an egg, and it's not yet a chick that he should be able to. It's not edible. It's Masriach. It's awful. So since it went through, it was started off as treif. The Beitzas Oif Treifa is a treifa Beitza. But then when the hen sits on it, it's Masriach, and then it develops to become an Efroyach without any treifas. But since it went through a period of time, there was Nisam Achilas Adam, so it can't become Masa later. So the Chavis Das has that club. Whenever you have some tray for food that became Nisam Achila, even though later on it's Chayz of the Royal Achila, once it's Mutter is Mutter. So that's what many poskim held. And again, to the Schnapps, whenever you have this process, you evaporate. You heat it till the alcohol evaporates at a lower temperature, at 80 degrees, and the water doesn't evaporate, so the water remains behind. And then the alcohol that evaporated condenses, and it turns back into liquid. So since there was an interim stage, at which time it was gas, and you can't have an isa macholas asuras on gas, even though later on it condenses and it becomes back a liquid, it can be also achilah. So then you can drink all the schnapps you want on Pesach. All the schnapps is mutter b'achila. So that's, there was such an opinion. So the maximum there's room to be, we don't accept that opinion. We assume chametz dik schnapps and chametz on Pesach. But we, many poskim ha'mekel v'negiah to dinim derabbanan. The Mishkan and Siyankim has a tshuva where he talks about the Mivosh's tshuva. There are makaris for this. The Achrayim coined an expression, they call it Zeh b'yama. Zeh b'yama means evaporation. And the Gemara Zeh b'yama means a different thing. Gemara means when you have orange juice or grapefruit juice, that's called Zeh B'yama. As opposed to Mashkem HaYotzim and Azeisim and Menmanovim, wine or olive oil is not Zeh B'yama, as it did like the Pri, but the Mashkem HaYotzim from all the other fruits is called Zeh B'yama. That's in the Lashon HaGemara, but the Achrayim coined this expression Zeh B'yama in the sense it evaporated. If it evaporated, then it condensed later on. So since there was a period of time that it wasn't in a form of oichel, it wasn't roi lachidus adam, so it remains mutter. So there was an opinion, there is such an opinion that we distinguish between isurim derais and isurim derabah. With respect to drinking the schnapps on Pesach, that's a shayla of achilas chametz, a real din derais, so that we don't accept that opinion. What about when you get to chamisha overall about Pesach, a liquor shop? And the owner of the liquor shop is Jewish and he didn't sell chametz. So chametz shavu la Pesach, the psak on the kubel is that it's only the rabbanon. That's a machlokes satanoim. So we pass from like Reb Shimon, the Tana Reb Shimon Baichoy, The Chumash of Rav Tessel was only the Rabbanan. So there are Paschim who hold halacha that we rely on the Kulam. They're the Yama, when it gets to Dinim the Rabbanan. Rav Chaim Moshe writes in his Tshuvas that he knew very observant people in Europe. Rav Chaim Moshe lived 100 years ago, less than he died in 1940 or so, in the middle of the war. So he says there were very religious people who were careful about the kashrus, but they would drink goyish brandy. Brandy starts off as regular wine, starts off as tam yenam, and then they distill it. They evaporate it, and then the alcohol is evaporated, and the stuff that's not alcohol remains behind. The same is by the schnapps. So because the brandy was distilled, so that's why they were meant to rely on the Svar of Zeh B'Yalma and Stam Yen, because Stam Yen was on and he said the Rabbanon, so they were meant on that. So that's why...
What about the vodkas made out of potatoes?
No shayla, okay. No shayla at all. Akasha Tat and Akasha Alefa, but we're talking about schnapps that is common sick, so there are some posts in the hall that is not, that Zeh B'Yalma is mutter. There are some who distinguish between Din their ass and din their abba.
Isn't it taboo books? And
on the show
about
sex,
there's no
gzeh on taboo books. Unless it's Abida Latayma. This is Mamash Abida Latayma. This is Abida Latayma.
So why not compare to Yatroa? It's also Doi.
If what?
Compare to Yatroa? It's also Doi.
What's there?
Compare it to Yatroa. The baits are trade from bird.
Yeah.
The birthday comes out kosher.
That's
the rice also.
Yeah.
The
so why? Yeah. That's because the food was Yisriach. And then it changes into something else. But here it's not really Yisriach. It evaporated. And then it condenses later on. So they held that it's not the same. There it became rotten.
So
to sell the schnapps.
Yeah.
They used to ask Rav Soloveitchik, always recommended that even by the Balabatim, he used to tell the Balabatim in Boston and in New York that they shouldn't sell Chametz Dagnam, so they used to ask him, what about schnapps? So on different occasions, he would give different answers. So sometimes he would say, besser nicht zu frecken. Another time, because there's a tshuva by the Pnei Yeshua, I think that's the Pnei Yeshua's grandfather, Rosh Hashanah's Jewish Pnei Yeshua. So he holds that schnapps is chametz dagen gomer. He holds that it's not arubis, it's chametz dagen gomer because it's avida l'taima. And other occasions he would say, that's what the whole mechiras chametz was instituted for the schnapps. So sometimes he would say there's room to be maker, sometimes he would say there
not. Why not chametz gomer?
I don't know where Rav Soloveitchik heard this. The Bchor Shor, the Tvur Shor has a sefer on Gemara that's called Bchor Shor. The Bchor Shor has this chumer. I don't know why he adopted it, based on the Gemara at the end of Shabbos, that you're only allowed to do harama on dinim derabbanan, you're not allowed to do harama on dinim deraisa. So mechiras chametz is a harama, it's a legal fiction. So chametz dogen gomer, that's bal yirua deraisa. Tarubis chametz, we rely on the Rabbein Tam who holds that bal yirua is only derabbanan, and tarubis chametz, we rely on that Rabbein Tam to allow harama, the mechiras chametz. So that's what the Bchor Shor says, based on that Gemara the end of Shabbos. But the Pashtus is the Gemara the end of Shabbos really didn't say that.
Anyway, we do mitzvah, so it's anyway we don't want.
That's a question that we mevatel. I'm mevatel that chametz also. I'm mevatel all the chametz. The question I'm mevatel everything. Yeah. Let me just close with a beautiful comment. The Gemara, we recite the Nishmas Mochai on Leil HaSeder. So the Gemara in the end of Brachas has, when there's Atziris Kishonim in Eretz Yisrael and it finally rains, so then the farmer should recite Nishmas Mochai the Baruch HaShimcha. So the Gemara has a machlekes, what should the Nusach be? Whether you say Hamulol B'Roif HaTishbochas or you say Hamulol B'Chol HaTishbochas. Machlekes. Only Hamulah B'Roif HaTishbochas. Hamulah Kol HaTishbochas. So the Girsas, so the two Girsas, what the answer is. So Nusach Ashkenaz in the Gemara, the Girsa of the Chachma Ashkenaz is Hilchach Nemreinu Lechavai. We say both. So we talk and say both. We say Hamulah B'Roif HaTishbochas. Then at the end we say Hamulah B'Tishbochas. We don't say Rav Hatish Bokso. We say Hilchach Nabinu Lezavar. The Nusach Svar doesn't have that gears in the Gemara. So that's why they're done. They don't say, they say Mechulot B'chol Hatish Bokso. They don't say Mechulot B'Rav Hatish Bokso. So why do we talk to say Mechulot B'Rav Hatish Bokso? Why doesn't the Rav Hashem deserve all of the Tish Bokso? So Rav Soloveitchik suggested, based on the Gemara Bava Kama, the Gemara has a Melitza. The Gemara talks about different Melitzas. Pidgam, mamami, that the Hamayinam used to say. So there's a Pidgam, a Pidgam that they used to say, that Chamer Lamora B'Tivusa V'Shakya. When you have a Chasana, when you have a Simcha, so the Bala Simcha paid for the Shnaps. And he's paying the waiters, and he's tipping them also. And still, when the waiter pours you the wine, so you say thank you to the waiter. What did he do? Thank you to the waiter. He didn't. The wine is paid for by the Bala Yasimcha, and the waiter is salary, and the waiter is given a tip also. So why do we have to say thank you to the waiter? Yeah. So the Gemara has that malitza that people say chamro lemara. The wine belongs to the Bala Simcha of the tivus of the shaka. We say thank you to the one who pours the wine. Why? So he said every time you're going to make a cheshbon whether the person really deserves hakoras hatev, so nobody will ever thank anybody. I'm not going to thank my wife for cooking all the food. I give her my paycheck. She takes all the money, she buys pocketbooks and shoes and dresses and hats and everything. So why should I thank her? She's not going to thank me for giving her the money. She takes care of all the laundry, she raises all the children, she cooks all the food, she takes care of everything in the house. I'm not going to thank my boss who gives me the salary. Where is he going to get such a good market share like me? Such a salary? He's not going to thank me. He pays me his salary. So I'm not going to thank him. No one's going to thank anybody. And Chavis Al-Bava says, HaKoras HaTayiv, the meat of HaKoras HaTayiv is what keeps us in line in Emun and HaKoras Baruch Hu. If you don't have the sense of HaKoras HaTayiv to human beings, then you're not going to have a sense of the Baruch Shalom is invisible. So it's easy to forget about it. So if you have a sense of HaKoras HaTayiv to human beings, then you can speak about a sense of HaKoras HaTayiv to HaKoras Baruch Hu. That's what it says when Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Paro. He says, Hashem said, you should let B'nai Yisrael go free. Lo yadayti es Hashem. So there's a medrash that says, why to say Lo yadayti es Hashem? Because it says, Rola, v'yokim acharu shal mitzah mashal lo yadas yosef. What do you mean lo yadas yosef? He didn't know history, Egyptian history, that Yosef saved the whole Middle East. Everybody knew about Yosef. Lo yadas yosef means he didn't feel a sense of gratitude to the Jewish people, didn't feel a sense of gratitude to Yosef, because Lo Yadas Yosef, that led to Lo Yadayti Es Hashem. The only way, that's the Chavis Al-Bava says this, the only way to develop a strong emun in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is if you have this sense of HaKoras HaTayiv. So we have to give HaKoras HaTayiv to human beings as well. So that's why we say Amulho B'Rayv HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't want to say Amulho B'Chol HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't want us to give him all the praises. He wants us to reserve praises for human beings. To have HaKoras HaTayiv for the human beings, that would be mechazek, our emunah in the Ribbono Shel Olam. But really, Hilchach Nabinu L'Tishrei, then we say, Melech Mechulot B'Tish Bachos. He really deserves all the Tish Bachos. But for practical purposes, we only give him the Roif HaTish Bachos and not Kol HaTish Bachos. Everyone should have a good Niyantah, HaKoshim.